everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us here on OHL News. Coming up on the show, we'll get you updated on some news and notes from around the Ontario Hockey League. There's a new OHL leader in the weekly BMOCHL Top 10 rankings, and we'll talk to a player who is lighting the lamp very early in this new OHL season. And that's where we start, as Owen Sound attack forward Jamel Smith is the OHL Player of the Week. He had an impressive week last week, scoring 5 goals and 1 assist for 6 points in 2 games. That's right, 5 goals in 2 games, and ended up finishing off that weekend with 9 goals already on the season. As Smith, the Dallas Stars draft choice, has been very impressive to start out the year. Comes into this weekend's action, 9 goals and 2 assists for 11 points on the campaign. Earlier in the week, I caught up with the graduate of the North York Rangers minor midget program in the Greater Toronto Hockey League to chat about the way things have gone so well to start the season.
Been quite a start to the year for you. First few games, puck's been going in the net for you. What's been leading to some early success here with the attack?
As soon as I get the puck on my stick, I just try to get it off quick and just try to shoot a lot more every time I get a chance to.
Are you finding it's one of those ones where, some nights the bounces go your way, and, last year maybe there'd been a couple games where you'd be like, some of those shots weren't going in, but so far this season, whatever's happening, bounces are going your way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just try to read the ice, read where the puck's going to go, and luckily every bounce that's been coming my way just been popping in, so.
Obviously, you must be getting some help from your line mates. Who's been working with you so far?
Pardon?
Who's been working with you so far in terms of line mates? Because obviously they must have been helping you out a little bit as well.
I seen a couple different looks. I was with Curtis Gabriel and Kyle Hope, and I was also with Cook and Lindo.
So what's the mood around the club right now? Has been some turnover, as there always is in this league, of course, but you've had some guys move on, and obviously a group back as well. What's sort of been the mood over the first 4 games of the season?
We're just trying to play, and the older guys are trying to help the younger guys as much out as possible, because it makes the whole team better. And basically, pretty much, we're just the older guys who left. They're basically passing the torch to the older guys that aren't here now. So it's pretty much what we're trying to do.
Do you find now for you, it's taking on a bit more of a leadership role with the team?
Oh yeah, definitely. Just by nature, yeah, definitely.
What do you find in terms of, for you, as you look to grow your game? Obviously, I'm sure some communication with Dallas as well. What have they told you they want to see from you over the next little while?
Just a little bit more consistency throughout the whole season, and shooting the puck a lot more. Don't pass off as many opportunities when I have a chance to shoot. That's pretty much it.
You guys have had success on the special teams already, you with 5 power play goals. Have you guys found that that's been such a key, and since you've been into this league, that you've got to take advantage of those chances when you get them on the power play?
Oh, yeah, because they can mean a lot at the end of the game. So every opportunity we have, just got to try to capitalize, and that's what we're pretty keen on.
What have you found has changed in your game, if anything, since you've come into the league?
I'm more confident, and I look to shoot a lot more, and hold the puck a little more, and just try to make more plays, and that's pretty much.
Overall, we're already seeing it's pretty tight in the Midwest Division, as it always seems to be. Are you guys finding that even right off the bat here, it's going to be a battle as usual with the Guelphs and the Londons and Erie and Kitchener and everybody else in your division and the conference?
Oh yeah, we obviously know that there's a couple of good teams in our division, but we're not really too worried about that. We just play one style of game, and hopefully, if we work hard and we get the results.
Obviously, since you've been in Owen Sound, they always are doing stuff around the rink. Now the big thing is the new video scoreboard. I know I think at practice you probably might sort of take a look around. Obviously, you're a little occupied during games. How cool is it to have things continually being upgraded there in Owen Sound?
Oh, it's awesome. It's definitely great to see a play that you kind of miss, and it's good to see replays so you can see what you did or what happened. So definitely huge. Definitely means a lot for us.
Do you find yourself, when you're on the bench looking up a little bit?
Oh yeah, definitely for replays, and just when you're sitting on the bench, kind of just watching game and plays, pause and stuff like that. So yeah.
For you, obviously, unless there's an overage season ahead of you, this could be your last year in the OHL. What is this? Being around the OHL meant to you over so far 3 seasons and a bit?
Oh, it was a great learning experience for me. I definitely enjoyed it a lot and made me a better player in person. So I definitely enjoyed it and helped me throughout my whole career.
As a GTA guy, moving up to Owen Sound, well settled in there now, being in your fourth season, but was it a case you found at first, moving to a smaller community was a bit of an adjustment?
Yeah, it was an adjustment, but I found it was a lot better and safer and kind of makes you find different things that you didn't know about yourself, like find different hobbies and stuff, and definitely not as much things to do, so it kind of keeps you out of trouble and things like that.
Did you find, too, that, being a small community like this, sort of very welcoming?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They welcome you very well. Everyone's kind, everyone's nice around here, so yeah.
That was Jamel Smith of the Owen Sound Attack, a draft choice of the Dallas Stars. Now, did you know that 178 OHL graduates made opening night rosters in the National Hockey League when their season got underway this week? That's nearly 25% of all the players in the NHL that came through the Ontario Hockey League. Some recent names over the last few years, Stamkos, Petrangelo, to guys like Luke Gadsdick, a recent grad of the Erie Otters, who made the Edmonton opening night lineup after being a sixth-round pick of Dallas way back in 2007. So quite the who's who of OHL grads on NHL rosters. You can check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for the full list, broken down by the OHL team they suited up for. Meantime, this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings has a new leader out of the Ontario Hockey League. The Guelph Storm are the top OHL team, coming in third. They trail the Quebec League's Blainville Boisbriand, as well as the Western Hockey League's Prince Albert Raiders, who hold down the number one and number two spots. The London Knights, now the number four team across the country. The Kingston Frontenacs holding on to the seventh spot, while honorable mention goes to the Sioux Greyhounds. Meantime, the CHL goaltender of the week is Plymouth Whalers sophomore Alex Nedeljkovic. He put up a 2-0 record last week with an impressive 1.92 goals against average and a .938 save percentage. Nedeljkovic, the native of Parma, Ohio, came into the Ontario Hockey League as a rookie last year and took over the starting netminding duties later on in the year for the Plymouth Whalers, helping them to the OHL Western Conference Final. If you want to get caught up on some of the exciting action around the Ontario Hockey League, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for highlights from every game, along with some great highlight reel material as well. That's right, each and every game, video highlights posted at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.